What exactly is a haunted house? We know from watching television and listening to the radio and reading books that certain buildings, certain areas are thought to be infested or occupied by spirits or ghosts. Does this really happen? The answer is yes. We know that the spirit is that non-physical part of us, that we have two parts to our being, two levels, the physical and the non-physical. The physical level is our body, everything that we see with our physical eyes, the world around us, the universe around us. What we don't see is the non-physical part of us, our spirit or our ghost. The spirit and our ghost is the same thing. So, essentially, every one of us is a spirit. Every one of us is a ghost. Spirits and ghosts are essentially the same thing. It's just the terminology. A spirit and a soul are also essentially the same thing. It's just a matter of the terminology. So when somebody refers to your soul, they're referring to who you really are. When we die, all that happens is that we drop our physical body. We are separated from our physical body. Who we are, our personality, all of our emotional energies still remain. The only thing that happens is that we are separated from our physical system. Everything else remains. So when we die, we become a spirit. We become a ghost. We become that way because we are separated from our physical system, that duality. But it's important to understand that we are already there. We are spirits. You are a spirit. I am a spirit. You are a ghost. I am a ghost. We live in the world that is physical. We are connected with physical reality during our lifetime, intertwined in it, deeply connected with it. That connection does not leave until the moment we die. Once that connection is broken, we are fully a spirit, fully a ghost, fully our soul. Now, the soul is not a battery. The soul is not a part of us. It is not our energy center. It is who we are. It is our personality. So when you take a look in the mirror and you see yourself, if you can look beyond your physical body to your personality, you can see the beginning of your soul, that non-physical part of each of us, who we are. That part of us is eternal. We're never going to die. Only our physical body will cease to exist. Our personalities will survive. And once that happens, and our spirit is separated from our physical body, and we become a spirit or a ghost, then we decide, by the nature of our state of mind, what we want to do next. Spirits propel themselves by thought power. So when a spirit thinks about something, that's where it goes. When a spirit thinks about a destination or a place, that's where it goes. If the spirit is not thinking correctly, maladjusted, then it could be thinking erratic thoughts and bouncing from one place to the next. Some people, when they die, are afraid to move on. And for those reasons and others, decide that they want to remain in the area or environment that they were during their lifetime. It may be out of guilt. It may be out of fear, both. Some spirits don't have a good grasp upon reality, and their thoughts are erratic, and they move from one place to another or remain in the same place. What I'm getting at is that it's entirely possible for a spirit to be found in a building. The question is, why is that spirit there? Spirits try to communicate with us. We know that. It's very natural. We have spirit guides that try to help us, guide us, and warn us of potential dangers. Negative spirits try to attack us on emotional and energetic levels in order to affect us emotionally or our energy structures and our energy flows. So the attacks are on those levels. So we have spirit guides that are positive, and there are also negative spirits out there, and we need to determine if there is a spirit in a building, in a home, in a business, why it's there. We can tell if a spirit is good or bad by the emotional energy that it generates. We cannot tell a negative spirit by the image that it generates. Some very negative spirits are able to generate any image that they like and may appear in a very positive way, but they will certainly be generating negative emotional energies. And that's how we can tell their intentions. They can't lie about their energy fields and their emotional energies that they generate. Not all positive spirits generate a beatific or positive image. And yet, they certainly generate positive emotional energies. And we get positive feelings from them, and that's how we can tell that they are most likely a spirit with good intentions. Positive spirits rarely occupy buildings. Positive spirits almost never live in our homes or businesses. So our spirit guides, positive spirits that we would come into contact with, are only going to come close to us and attempt to communicate with us when they have something of value to say. It could be a warning, it could be advice, it could be some intuition about dangerous people or dangerous events, it could be a good idea. It could be a tip. But they don't live in our homes. They don't live in our businesses. they have full, rich, active existences as well. So they only approach us when they have something to say to us, and then they're going to back off. They give us our space. It's important to understand that. So when we come into contact with a spirit that is in a building that will not leave, that many people feel has been in there for a time, that may be connected with the property or somebody who lives there, it is most likely a spirit with bad intentions. It is most likely a negative spirit. And I define a negative spirit by any spirit that is generating negative emotional energy and that has no positive purpose for the communication with the individual or to be in the home or the business or the building. So most of the hauntings that we find that are reported, that people feel the disturbances in their homes, in their businesses, abandoned buildings and office buildings, are usually accomplished by spirits with negative intentions, spirits who are maladjusted, spirits that have a mental disease or defect. And there are lots of spirits that have mental issues, just like there are lots of living people who have mental issues. So there are people out around us who have lots of problems, emotional problems, mental problems. They barely know where they are. Well, when they die, they don't become any sharper. And very often, they remain in areas, environments, for quite some time until some other spirit helps them or they find some relief in some way or move on. So the question is, why is the spirit in the home or business or building? It may be there to try to communicate with us, to try to influence us, to let us know that it's there. Negative spirits can be territorial. They feel that that is their environment and that they don't want living people around. And so they try to scare us. They make themselves and their presence known through various means. We all generate negative emotional energies. Negative emotional energies that we generate have to go somewhere. They are generated and are released from our bodies, our inner systems, out into the environment, out into our living environments, out into our working environments. And this emotional energy is not going to go anywhere until we do something with it. And that's why we feel strange in different environments. We walk into certain buildings, into certain homes, in certain apartments, in certain rooms, in certain areas, and we feel emotional energy. We might feel kind of creepy. We might feel positive. We might feel angry. We might feel cold. It might feel claustrophobic. But it doesn't feel right. So if it's negative emotional energy, the atmosphere is not going to feel right. It's not going to feel positive. We're going to feel that. We're going to pick that up in the environment. That's real energy. We can't see emotional energy, but we can feel it. And that accumulates in the environment of the home or the business or the building throughout time. So past tenants who have released emotional energy into these environments, and most of the buildings that we live in and spend any time in, have had past tenants, some for a few years, some for decades, some for even centuries. And all the past occupants, they all were releasing emotional energies. And those emotional energies can accumulate in the environment of these different buildings. Negative spirits are attracted to negative emotional energies. So as we know, everything isn't sunshine and happiness in every family and in every home. So lots of negative emotional energies have been generated, possibly in our own homes, in our own businesses, the places where we are concerned about where these hauntings are taking place. Negative emotional energies generated by past occupants of the buildings. This stuff accumulates, emotional energies build up, negative spirits or spirits with bad intentions or that are mentally deficient or ill are attracted to these emotional energies. Not only can they feel them, but they can see them very often. They are visual to spirits, emotional energies. They're just not visual to us. They feel these emotional energies that are negative, and it makes them feel stronger. Just like negative people like negative things happening around them, so negative spirits also like to be around negative people and negative emotional events. And so they're attracted to and feel stronger in these negative emotional energy fields that are generated by past tenants and even present occupants. So spirits that are trying to pick out a home, a building, an office to haunt very often are attracted to negative emotional energies from the past. So not only are we picking up emotional energies that are being generated by the spirit in the haunted home, but we're also picking up emotional energies that are generated by past occupants and maybe present occupants if there are people still living there. So we're picking up on these emotional energies, and it makes it easier for spirits to make their presence known through telepathic and emotional communications. If there's enough emotional energy in the environment, some spirits are able to affect physical reality, and that's where we get glasses falling off the table. That's where we get doors opening and closing and cupboards opening and closing and things moving around. So if there's too much trapped emotional energy in the environment, it makes it all that much more easier for these telekinetic things to happen. And they do happen. So spirits normally are not able to manipulate and maneuver physical objects. But if there's enough emotional energy in the environment, then it makes it easier for them to be able to affect emotional energy because the atmosphere is thick with emotion. And that creates a pathway that the spirits can use by discharging and generating certain kinds of emotional energies that can have an effect upon physical reality under the right kind of circumstance. Usually, when there's lots of emotional energies, negative emotional energies, built up, accumulated in the environment, spirits can use that emotional energy to be able to affect physical objects, and that's why that does happen sometimes. And that's also why that doesn't happen all the time. It's not easy to do. And usually when these things happen, it is on the back of emotional energy that's been generated and left over from past tenants. The spirit takes advantage of negative emotional energies that are already in the atmosphere of the environment. So spirits actually learn and study how to do these things. Negative spirits actually take time and learn how to affect physical reality, the kind of conditions that they can affect physical reality in, and search out and learn how to search out for environments that might be more conducive to accomplishing these things. So they're searching out for environments that have lots of negative emotional energy in them. So it doesn't necessarily mean or matter that your family or you are a real positive person if you are living or working in an environment that is very negative and has a history of a lot of negative emotional energy being generated. That can attract negative spirits, and that is usually what causes hauntings. Spirits are attracted to negative emotional energies that are generated by past events. Sometimes they have even had a hand in these past events, and for whatever reason, either remain or return to that same environment. Usually it's because they can't deal with reality and they are living in the past, and that is where they remain on a psychological level. Sometimes they are attracted to the negative emotional energies that were generated during the events that happened, whether they were connected with them or not. So most hauntings are accomplished by negative spirits, spirits with bad intentions. Most hauntings are territorial, insofar as the spirits are not likely to be pushed out of the environment. Now, that doesn't mean that they live in the house or home or building. Spirits can go where they want, essentially, and can travel from room to room, home to home, city to city, country to country. They do it by thought power, impulse power. So if they're there, they're usually there by choice. And very often, they only show up when it's time to affect or communicate with a living person. So it's not always true that a home or house that's haunted is haunted by a spirit that's living in the house. It may only return in the evening. It may only return for a limited amount of time. It may only return occasionally. It may want to give us the impression that it lives in the home, that it's always there. And under certain circumstances, some spirits do remain in the environment for indefinite periods of time. But most likely, the spirits that haunt homes that we encounter are moving from home to home and communicate with us when they want to scare us, when they want to affect us on an emotional level, when they want to make their presence known. And it's what we decide to do about it that determines the future of this property. So we can decide to go away and move out of the home that's haunted, move out of the business that's haunted, the apartment, or we can decide to do something about it and make a stand. I recommend making a stand. Remember, most spirits are just people who are dead. Some spirits are very powerful and even demonic, which means they belong to organizations. they may never have been human. But that is far less common than ordinary people who are negative that are now dead. Those are the most likely spirits that we encounter in a haunted home, building, or business. Negative people who are dead. And there are methods to kicking them out. We do not have to tolerate negative spirits in our environments. We should not tolerate spirits living in our homes. We should not tolerate spirits living in our businesses. Our spirit guides do not live in our homes. They come and communicate with us when they have something to say. Then they leave. Negative spirits don't do that. They will come and try to affect us on emotional levels to get us to do negative things, to feel negative, to be more depressed, to be more angry, to make that leap from emotional violence to physical violence. And they may not leave our home. They may not leave our business or the building. We have the right and we have the power to do something about that. We can learn how to protect ourselves from their emotional attacks. They don't want you to know that. Negative spirits want you to believe that they are all powerful and they can affect you anytime and anywhere. That is not true. Negative spirits generate negative emotional energies, just like negative people generate negative emotional energies. And there are things we can do to protect ourselves from negative people. We need to learn how to strengthen our auras. Our auras are a natural protective shield that is generated by our spirit, that non-physical part of ourselves, 24/7. We can learn how to strengthen our auras. We can learn how to develop, create, and use protective symbols that do have an effect upon negative spirits. Negative spirits are affected by certain kinds of energies. They are affected in negative ways. And by that I mean that negative spirits don't want to change. They want to remain the same. They want to be negative. There are certain things that you can do to protect yourself and even to learn offensive, aggressive techniques against negative spirits in order to remove them from your environment and even to affect them, to change them. I'm not talking about love energy. I'm not talking about kindness. I'm talking about strength. I'm talking about truth. I'm talking about changing a spirit and getting a spirit to realize its negative nature and the negative effect it's having upon other people and other spirits. And at the very least, the removal of any and all negative spirits from your living or working environment. So your home and your business should be completely free of any negative spirits and just about any negative emotional energies. There are things you can do, there are techniques you can learn to protect yourself and your family and your employees from negative emotional energies that are generated by living people and spirits. We all are generating the same kinds of emotional energies. So for the most part, most of the negative spirits that we encounter out there are simply attacking us with their negative feelings. They are generating an incredible amount of negative emotional energies like hatred and rage and jealousies and fear in order to get us to think that it's us that's generating these emotional energies. They come close to us, generating these emotional energies. We feel that it's us, and we react to that very often in negative ways if we are not protected. So we have to deal with negative spirits that we encounter in a haunted home. If the situation is serious enough, if the negative spirit cannot be removed by a normal clearing, in some cases, a professional exorcist should be involved. Usually this is when a demonic spirit, a very powerful negative spirit that has negative connections to other spirits, is attacking a home, an individual, or a family. So, most hauntings can be solved by a clearing. Clearing the home of negative emotional energies and any negative spirits that might be visiting or remain in the home. Negative spirits are attracted to negative emotional energies. If we clear that stuff out, they won't have anything to latch on to. That is so important to understand. If we keep our homes free of negative emotional energies, and that includes old buildings, even abandoned buildings, there won't be anything for spirits to latch onto emotionally. Negative spirits have to be attracted to something to want to be in the building. They're usually attracted to negative emotional energies that have been generated by past negative emotional events. So we clear those out, and the negative spirits have nothing to latch onto. Negative spirits feed on negative emotional energies that are generated by past and present tenants, past and present occupants. And there are methods that everyone can do to be able to protect themselves and also to be able to confront negative spirits in their home or their business. Negative spirits don't want you to know that. You don't necessarily have to hire an exorcist to be able to deal with a common garden variety negative spirit. If you learn how to clear your home of negative emotional energies, if you learn something about how to confront negative spirits, most negative spirits will look for easier prey. They will go from your environment to somebody else's environment. They're not going to attack somebody who has a security system. Much like criminals in our physical world are probably going to go to where there's not a security system in place of some place where there is. If you put up defenses around you and your family and your home, if you take care of your environment, whether it be an environment that occupants are living in now, or buildings that are unoccupied, if those environments are taken care of, then negative spirits will go somewhere else. They're not going to deliberately pick a fight. Not most of them. So it's important to understand that if you put up some resistance, negative spirits will react. Negative spirits don't want you to know that there are things that you can do that deliberately have an effect upon their energy fields. There are things you can do to protect yourself so you're not affected by their attacks. And there are also techniques that you can learn to remove them from your environment. They don't want you to know that, but you can learn how to do that. It's natural for spirits to confront and release or remove negative spirits from their environments. So the idea is you can learn how to be strong and protect and confront negative spirits. You are a spirit. They don't want you to know that either. So the idea is that knowledge is power, and you can use some of these things against them. The idea is that negative emotional energy that you deflect will never be able to affect your system on an emotional level. They will look for easier prey. There are things you can do to learn how to confront negative spirits that can have a profound effect upon their energy field, changing them forever. They're not going to take the risk. So it's important that we learn how to clear our environments of negative emotional energies and also negative spirits. So there's no reason we should put up with hauntings. Hauntings should not be. Hauntings signal a problem. Hauntings signal the need of a clearing or even a professional exorcist.